any questions so far? Anything I haven't addressed yet?
Riverside Demo, how can I help you?
Yeah, is Julio in?
Julio's not in at the moment. Can I take a message, please?
Sure. Is this Valerie?
Yes, it is.
Valerie, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, is he going to be in today, or is he taking Friday off?
I believe he's actually... He might be in a little bit, but then he is going to be leaving early.
Okay, is he going out to a job site?
No, I believe he's going out of town.
Oh, okay, not a problem. Yeah, I mean, is he, like, I mean, have you talked to him about wanting to consolidate the loans? Like, I don't want to be a consistent a nuisance to you guys if I keep calling and then...
We have talked about it. We've tried with other companies and...
Who have you guys tried with? Yeah.
A few different ones.
More like these random ones, Rapid Advance, Frog Funding, just the ones with the weirdest names possible.
Rapid Advance, well, yeah, but he has, like I said, he has two
out right now.
Loans out,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're delinquent. They're in bad standing, so.
How much were those loans again? They were like $80,000 and then $60,000 or something like that, right? I'm looking at my notes, it's... Yeah, it was like totaling $80,000, and he has two out. So the first position loan, which one was that with? Do you happen to know, like, who he did it with?
I think it's Rapid.
Rapid, and then the second position is just somebody else, or was that with Rapid again, and they just...
Yeah, no, that's Mantis Funding, I believe.
Mantis, okay, and they have you on daily payments right now. Do you know the total daily payments, like how much is taken out per day?
500 and something and 600 and something.
Oh, so one of them's at 600 and one of them's at 500, so it's 1,100 total?
Yeah.
A day, holy hell.
But none of them are being taken out, so it doesn't even matter. They're already past way default, so.
When did you guys hit that point?
About in July.
July. And what's going on now? What did they come back and say to you? Like, why haven't you guys paid us? What's going on in regards to that? Are they coming after you? What's
sure. Yeah, I believe they are. Rapid is a little bit more, they're trying to work with him, but the other one is not. So I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, they're kind of being aggressive about it, right?
Yeah.
So that whole situation, that came about because of the customers not paying on time. They're hitting the really
not
late payments.
Really late payments, and you know, wasn't as busy as we'd like it to be for a little bit.
Did you guys just take these loans because you needed to at the point in time, and you got whatever you could with them, and you were like, oh my god, we just have to take it? Like, did you look at other options that could help with this type of a loan before just diving into it?
No, he really thought he could handle it, but no.
So he
on those daily payments, so.
Right. So him trying to budget it out, it didn't really, I guess, work. Okay. And does
money.
Yeah? Does he have any projects right now that are gonna put some money into his account so he can hopefully pay those down? Because I mean, getting into litigation. Or them coming after you and then going to courts and then doing that whole thing, it's going to cost them even more money.
Yeah, I'm not too sure exactly. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm hoping for the best, but I'm not too sure exactly what his plan is. But, you know, what comes in goes right back out. So,
right.
I'm not too sure.
Are you guys seeing, like, negative bank days, like your monthly balances, are they hitting negative?
Not right now. No, not right at this moment. Thank God. But you know, it was pretty bad for a while. So
when was it pretty bad? Was it more towards the beginning of summer?
No, it was like July all the way through, just maybe a month ago.
Okay, and then things started to pick back up for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, how about we do this? I don't want to bother him with another few calls, and, you know, I don't want to necessarily be a person who would make false claims and false, I guess, assumptions with what's going on, but eventually down the line, I would like to see if there's a way we can help you guys out. And I'd like to be at least a resource to you guys, because being a private bank, we focus more along on the lines of the relationship we build with you, rather than saying, hey, here's some money, pay us back when you can. We'd like to see, you know, what it's going to do for the business, essentially. But what you should do is get this whole situation figured out first, and then maybe I can follow up with you guys in the next couple of months to see what position you're in, to see if there's a way we can help out down the line, rather than pulling out multiple different loans with multiple different companies at different rates, you know what I mean?
Yes. No, I understand. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, and if he is looking to do something, if it does come up where he wants to see if there's a possibility to consolidate this and just pay it off outright and get rid of them, have him call me, but it doesn't seem like the likely option right now. But I'll keep in contact with you guys over the next coming months, just to see how business is going on and what we can do eventually to help you out. And don't forget, we don't also just offer the working capital. We're a two-part bank, and we do equipment financing as well.
Okay, yeah. I think he tried even using, you know, like some of the equipment that he owns, you know, like to do basically a title loan.
Yeah, the collateral with it.
Yeah, collateral, and they told him that he'd have to put the property in as well.
Did Rapid Advance say that?
No, Rapid is not working with him in that way. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we have a few programs. That, I mean, it's a rarity when we do come across that type of situation when people volunteer to put up their equipment as collateral to get cash on hand, because one, it can get them maybe a little, you know, it can help them out, but it's also a very risky move on both parts, because I mean, the equipment is how you guys run your business, essentially. It's how you guys are able to operate, and if something, God forbid, something happens like what happened recently, then the equipment gets taken away. If the equipment gets taken away, holy shit, you guys are going to be in a pitfall that you don't want to be in.
Exactly. And
nobody ever wants to be in that situation.
No, he didn't want to do that, and he definitely did not want to put up the property. So.
Oh, yeah, do not do that. That is not something you want to do, because I know a typical, let's say, for example, an SBA loan, when they spread it out over a long period of time, has it attached to something, either a house, a building, a property, something along those lines, because the bank wants to be insured that they get paid, since it's a longer term. But what I do recommend, what type of equipment did he try and put as collateral?
Trucks, trailers.
Do you guys have any large scale equipment?
Excavators.
How much does the excavator is worth right now? How many do you guys have?
We have two, but he was only going to put one. It was only like 80 grand.
So that's the value of one of them right now. It's just 80. What did he get any feedback from those types of lenders who were able to do that?
There's no, they don't have pink slips on those, so they don't want those.
Got it. So they had no way of knowing what the resale value would be.
Exactly.
What year excavators you guys have?
I don't know, but actually after that, he was kind of glad. He just was like, no, I don't want to put up extra. Those make him a lot of money. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys are in the demolition services, and I can only imagine the primary equipment you need to use are excavators.
Yeah. If we had to rent one of those a day, it's like, you know, $500 a day.
Wow.
As opposed to owning it, so.
Yeah, how long have you guys owned those, if you don't mind me asking?
One of them, I know he's owned it for quite a few years now, and one of them he just bought last year, so that's a larger one.
Okay, they've been working out pretty well for you guys?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, like I said, when the time comes, because I do want to at least be of service to you guys and at least build the relationship up with you still, hence why I'm following up, you know, and seeing if there's a possibility of helping you guys out. I would like to be that lending hand, that the bank you can at least lean on in terms of getting financing in place, excuse me, rather than you guys, you know, shopping around and trying to see what you can necessarily get. Because like I said, we are a relationship-based bank, and I want to be somebody you can lean on. So I want to do this. I want to follow up with you guys when this type of stuff gets cleared up, because, you know, putting another loan on the business does not sound like the smart move between you and I, or even taking out more money before the situation gets fixed.
Yes.
So,
well, I will let him know that you called Nico, and, you know, just if you can keep in contact, then...
Yeah, I'll follow up every now and then. I'll give another call by before the year's end, just to touch base, see if November's treating you guys pretty well, and, you know, what's to come of it, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Valerie. Of course. You take care, and good luck with everything, and hopefully things get situated, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I'll be in touch. Bye.